Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so the after show is on and a little bit later than normal. It's Monday, but man, what an awesome Monday.
Yeah, what a great way to start the week.
I know. Raven Gates live and in person here in our studio.
So we didn't know what to think of Raven as far as like what we would get when she came into the room. Like, is she going to be nice? Is she going to be stuck up? Will she be likable? Any of the different things, you know, because you think about these people who go and do reality TV. Right. And a lot of times, you know, they might end up being a little more full of themselves.
Well, here's the thing. Now I'm mad at the whole Bachelor thing because she made it all the way to the finals.
Yep.
And it's still, I don't think, she was so much fun in the studio today. Mm-hmm. And I know there's only so many things that they can video and little quirks about the different girls. But they didn't do her enough justice, I don't think. That she's so funny and so fun to be around. And I felt like I knew her forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that too. Well, because when she was getting here, David said, she's here. She's walking in.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime we have a guest that we've never met,
we always get a little nervous. Yeah.
I have that little thing like, oh gosh, I hope they, you know, you want people to like you.
Right. Yeah.
And you want them to have fun because, I mean, she was up all night last night. She was tired. We gave her the option to push to a different date, but she committed to us and she said she wanted to come in.
Mm-hmm.
So I had that little moment of, oh my gosh, here she comes. And then she got in here and was like, so just chill right after that.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember who said it. It might have been you, Kelly, but like off the air, she was like, well, I mean, as soon as she walked into the room, it felt like you knew her for years.
Yeah.
Like she was your friend. And it was just so cool to say, you know, she's been on TV and does all kind of stuff with social media and different things like that. And she comes in here and it's just like, she's a normal person.
We also got to find out some secrets that I don't know if we can say.
Go ahead. It's a podcast. You can say it.
Well, just some of the things, like this is what I didn't know. You know, we asked her about the cameras. Was it hard to be yourself around the cameras? And she explained to us, like, the cameras were disguised almost as furniture. So you could go anywhere on wherever they were. And there was basically all these cameras were on you at different angles, but it didn't feel like it because they were basically disguised.
That would freak me out.
And,
like, I couldn't do that show because of that.
Right.
Yeah. Plus, my wife wouldn't let me.
Right. Yeah, that might be a small problem.
Probably so.
But then they would mic them, too. And she was like, basically, the only time that they don't mic us is when we're going to the bathroom. Or no.
She's taking a shower.
They mic them when they're in the bathroom.
Sleeping and showering is the only two times.
Yeah.
Oh.
They had runners to where even if they thought your eyes were open, they would mic you. All of a sudden, they turn on your mic.
That's crazy.
What if they had like a sleep schedule, you know, from like 10 to 6, you know, we're not going to bother you. But as soon as 6 a.m. rolls around, we're going to come in there and we're going to mic you. We're going to wake you up and do all that.
But just some of that stuff, like getting to hear that from her, that was my favorite part.
I thought it was cool too, like, you know, because I honestly didn't think she would be nervous about Bachelor in Paradise. But for her to say, oh my gosh, I'm more nervous now, because now she knows what to expect. I didn't expect that answer. So I thought it was interesting to hear that. And then just to see how she dealt with all of the people that came into the studio, because if you didn't hear it yet, if you haven't listened to it yet, we blindfolded her and had different employees come through, and she had to pick who would be the ultimate Bachelor, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like, imagine going somewhere for the first time and all eyes are on you. She walked in here by herself. Mm-hmm. So just in this room alone, there's three of us.
Right.
And then there are people at the window, people in the hallway, people who stop by to see her and gawk at her and all that different stuff. And now she's blindfolded.
Such a good sport.
I mean, legit. I don't know if she likes us now.
Yeah. Hopefully she'll come back. Yeah.
No, I think she will. And I think she was great. And we told her the door's open for her to come back and do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you know somebody like that, you just think she represents us well.
Yeah, for sure.
She does.
And
she does.
She's just a country girl who still lives in Hoxie. I had no idea she still lived in Hoxie.
Well, I can't wait for that show to start.
Yeah.
Like, especially being able to meet her in person and, you know, kind of getting to know her, being able to watch her again on TV, go through the whole process again. And it's probably going to be a little bit more, I don't want to, maybe racy.
Because it's in paradise?
I think so.
A lot of bikinis would be involved and things like that. Yeah.
So pretty much you don't wear like boutique clothes.
Well, and that's what she was saying. She's, you know, working out really hard because in basically 2 weeks she's going to be in bikini land for however long that taping goes.
I did love, this is one of the things that we talked about off of the air. Because like she was in here for a little more than an hour.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, can you stay 30 minutes? And then we held her for an hour.
Yeah.
I think she was having fun. But she was talking about her dad. And how her dad told her, hey, you might want to do some more squats.
And she was like, Dad. And he was like, you just need more of a booty. And she was like, what? You know, but that's sweet that her dad's like, you know, he's wanting her to get in shape. Mm-hmm. And she's tiny.
Oh, my gosh.
Tiny.
Yeah, I think like, that was the thing that all the women in the building.
In the picture, I want David the barrel boy in between me and Raven. I was like,
Yeah, she was little. Mm-hmm. So it'll be fun to watch her. I think the Bachelor in Paradise show, she said, starts sometime in August.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think she leaves in, what, like 2 weeks, something like that, from today. Wow. Yeah. What is today? May 8th? Something
That's
like
wild.
That.
So over the weekend, we saw Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen the first one, but Kai chose the movie. We had kind of boy time on Saturday.
Was it just you two who went?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like it was just
sweet.
Us.
Yeah.
But we wanted, I called Leslie after the Race for the Cure, and I said, I think I want to do something just me and him. You cool with that? And she's like, yeah, that's fine. And just going into the movies with him, you know, because he, at that point, when mom's not around, he wants to go into big boy mode.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like,
Isn't that funny?
I'm walking with dad.
How our kids act different when they're with the other.
Oh, yeah. And I think he's good with her by himself, too. But once we're all three together,
Isn't that weird?
It's a different deal.
Well, it gets better. As he gets older, well, it gets better. But then again, you're going to hit the teenagers, too. So that's going to come back and get you. Yeah. But it does get better.
Yeah. That's something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. The teenagers. But I love the movie, though.
Yeah.
I love the special effects.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Zoe Saldana, I said to Kai, was she the prettiest green person you've ever seen?
Yeah.
She's really pretty.
Yeah, you should watch the first one now.
Well, my favorite part was probably Batista, the guy that plays, what's his name?
Drax.
And of course, Chris Pratt. I mean, I've always been a big fan of Chris Pratt.
Yeah, Kai loves him too because he was in Jurassic World. Mm-hmm. So that he kind of like, oh, that's the guy from Jurassic World, Dad.
Yeah.
But it was cool to watch the movie and learn about like Groot, because Groot is so cute.
I am Groot.
I know. Well, and then wait till you see how he became Groot, because you and Kai need to rent the other one, and so you can see the backstory. He'll like that a lot.
Who was telling me that Vin Diesel was the voice of Groot?
It was me, and I didn't find that out until after the movie. Joey was like, yeah, Vin Diesel does I Am Groot. I was like, what? Vin Diesel? What?
I didn't hear it.
Yeah, you really
I
can't tell.
I'm,
I think they put a lot of effects into that. Quite a bit. It was probably like his bass voice, and they did all kinds of different stuff with it.
So, like, what would he get paid to just do that line?
Shoot, who knows? I mean, that movie put in like $145 million this past weekend, and worldwide is probably even more than that.
I think it was closer to $500,000 worldwide. Like, it was massive.
$500 million worldwide?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, and did y'all stay ridiculous. After the movie?
Oh, dude.
You're not as cool as I thought. Okay.
No, I didn't know. And then as we were leaving, like, I realized they were still going.
Yeah.
And I tried to slow Kai down, but he was already so far ahead.
Well, what are they called, David?
It's like after credits stuff.
Yeah, after credits.
It's like bonus material.
It's supposed to give you, like, inklings into the next whatever. And sometimes there's, like, guest appearances from other Marvel heroes because, like, you know, all the movies kind of join together or whatever. But there was five of them.
I heard about that.
Five.
After the fact. After, like, hours after we left.
And then if you haven't seen it yet, wait till after the credits. And even though you think it's over, you just wait until the movie lights come up. That's when it's over.
Here's what was funny. Because Kai and I don't know why, like, I was going to sit there for a minute and let everybody else leave, right?
Yeah.
But people didn't get up, so I thought, well, they're being slow. Like, everybody but us and, like, three other families knew to stay. So here we are, leaving the freaking thing.
There are so many people going, oh, poor guy.
Yeah. Like, he's not a fan.
He doesn't know.
Well, you should watch all of the Marvel movies, which would be a challenge, but...
Like what? What are the other ones?
Oh, my gosh. There's all three Iron Mans. There's all of the Captain Americas. There's three of those. There's about to be a third Thor movie. Mm-hmm. There's the Incredible Hulk.
That's so many, though.
Both Avengers.
And did you see the previews before the movie? Because if you didn't, the new Spider-Man's coming out,
and that
looks awesome.
I don't think I saw that trailer. I didn't see that one. They didn't run the same ones in.
So it's like you have made me happy but disappointed.
No, but
me
I saw the one with
time.
Thor.
Yeah.
Like they showed the Thor one to us.
Okay.
Ragnarok or whatever it is.
Yeah, I didn't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, I think that's going to be pretty good. Mm-hmm. But all of those movies are tied together, so if you watch them all,
there's little Easter eggs in all of them too.
Yeah.
Which just mean there's the people that are the true fans, like that have read the comics and stuff. There's stuff within the movies that you're like, oh, that represents this from this movie, and like everything merges.
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's never been another movie series like this. What they're doing is, I mean, historic in cinema. Because,
well, and DC's trying to do it as well.
Well, DC's trying, but they're failing right now.
I've liked all their stuff.
Yeah.
About.
I'm just saying the movies in DC aren't as good as the Marvel movies.
If Who did Fantastic Four?
Well, that was like...
They're more...
Sorry,
different.
Now you're getting... It's still Marvel, but that is a different company that owns that group of it.
There's rights. The people have different rights to it.
Okay, because I saw the one with Jessica Alba.
That's why it was a huge deal with... Well, that one...
That's really old.
Yeah, that was like over 10 years ago, I think. Like 10
Jessica Alba was in there, so I don't
Yeah,
care.
Right.
But like it was a huge deal when Spider-Man came to this universe because... it was, I think, does Disney own these, the current Marvel series, and then Sony owns the Spider-Man one?
But they're, yeah.
And then someone else owns X-Men and Fantastic Four and all that. That's why X-Men and the Avengers haven't merged. Otherwise, I mean, if you had a big merger like that, I mean, it would be huge.
Eventually that'll happen. Someone will get smart and finally...
Well, there's so much money on the table if something like that happened. I mean, they're making billions of dollars with all of these movies that come out.
And it's a great movie.
It's a really... And they're all good. None of them have been just bad.
No, we enjoyed it. And that, and again, not seeing the first one, we still were able to go in there and enjoy the movie.
That's a good thing about those movies, too.
So the Arkansas Open was Joey Perry's martial arts deal. Saw tons of pictures from that. That looked like a great event.
We had close to 350 competitors and about 1,500 people come in and watch. That's awesome. And families. And you saw a lot of kids very, very happy. A lot of confidence boosted on Saturday. Yeah. And a lot of first-timers, you know, to ever compete. We're talking about 6, 7, and 8 year olds in front of a lot of people. So they were nervous, but everybody left really, really happy. And we had a great, great day.
Well, and Bud Rowe was saying that both of his kids were a part of the Arkansas Open. So.
Yeah, both of his kids did really well.
So at the end of that, all those kids, all those people, all the stress of setting it up and having guests and all that, when did you get to chill?
Oh, my goodness. All right, so we got home probably around 4:30. And then throughout the day, I had people that I really didn't know. Hey, what time are we coming to your house tonight? And I didn't know.
Right.
So makes it even worse.
Yeah. So
you didn't know they were coming?
Joey had told me that he had invited a few people over.
So was the house ready?
Here's the thing. No.
Oh.
So the whole day I'm worried about the tournament. Like I literally was, I was doing everything. Okay. Doing all kinds of stuff. And then I was worried about people coming over because I'm the kind of person that's one of those that if my house isn't perfect, I stress about it.
Right.
I don't like it, but I do. But he had one of my friends come over and clean while I was at the tournament.
That's really nice.
And surprise me. And then, so thank you, David. There's a few places you missed. And then that night he had the whole, you know, the crawfish, everything was done. And so like he hit a home run by kind of doing everything for me because he knew I'd stress out. So he did really well.
So, hey, congrats to both of you.
Thanks.
Obviously, I've known Joey a long time, too. Mm-hmm. No, I don't know if I probably met him first.
You've probably known him longer.
Because he'd go to some of our different Rock and Apple parties and do demonstrations and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I watched NASCAR yesterday. Did you watch any of that?
I think I was driving back from Little Rock yesterday afternoon, so I didn't catch much of it. But I know when I walked in, my roommate Cope was watching it.
Dude, I was hooked.
Yeah, and I came in right as they were having that wreck. So it just happened, and they were in the big stall or whatever for like half an hour. So yeah.
I'm gonna have to pull that up and watch it.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, really? Like cars were flipped, and I know
a car rode on its top.
Yeah,
and they're going 100 miles per hour when they hit.
Do the drivers get labeled with someone that like? Does somebody get labeled as, like, the cause?
Usually.
They do. And sometimes they fight over it. Like, somebody will go confront them.
Well, yeah.
Those situations are pretty rare. But for the most part, it's like a driver error. You can't really blame anybody. Somebody will hit the wall, and all of a sudden, Talladega is known for that, though. Yeah. It's, like, such a tight race, and they're going so fast. And they had, like, 19, I think, and A.J. Allmendinger, the guy who's upside down. He was getting scared. I read this this morning. You know, he's seeing all these fluids going down, thinking they could be set on fire. And luckily, safety crew was in there real fast because that car could, you know, just like that, blow up in its face.
I didn't think about that because they were showing all the protection that they have around the what do they call it? Almost like the
cockpit.
Kind of, and they might have even called it that. But they have it so well protected in the steel and the metal and all that stuff. But I didn't even think about the fire.
Oh, yeah. That could be so fast. I mean, it's just one spark and that whole thing's going
up. I'm so glad I'm not married to a race car driver.
You know, I was thinking about how much of an athlete you have to be. It's a different type of athlete. It's not like you're running or something like that. But, like, to be able to sit in that car when it's super hot and drive for all those miles.
Just hours and hours inside of the car. You don't get out of it. And then, you know, your senses are so in tune to everything.
I think they just go in their suit if they have to.
Really?
Yeah.
But, you know, they have fluids they're drinking, too, you know, like Gatorade or whatever. Back in the day, they didn't have that. So could you imagine without all the safety equipment, you're going 185 and, you know, you're hot as all get out. That's insane.
Yeah, it's intense, and I enjoyed the race. I was sitting there at the end because Kyle Busch and Ricky Stenhouse were kind of going back and forth, and Stenhouse had never won a big race like that. And I was like, oh, do it, and he did it. And I was like, that was just a cool moment.
Yeah, that was pretty cool for him.
Anyway, we are extremely late, and I guess we probably should go and do some more work doing something else.
Yeah, maybe so.